Please sit. So when we plan a youth service, we put all of the youth in a room together and say, what do you want to do? And very little gets done. And then somebody gets divinely inspired and says, why don't we have the sermon be a collaborative sermon? And why don't we have whoever wants to stand up and say something? Great. Yes, please do that. So what are you going to say? Crickets. So we look at the gospel. And this is a pretty John-esque gospel in that it's a little bit convoluted, and it says a number of different things, and it's sort of hard to understand. So we read it in Sunday school, and everybody was just like, what? And so then we tried to go through and pick out some passages that are some lines that we could understand. And two of the most important lines that came out were that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, obviously. And also that one who believes in Jesus will do the works that Jesus does and in fact do them greater because Jesus is going to the Father. So we understood that it was a given that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Everybody, we could all agree on that. But what does that mean for Jesus to be the way and the truth and the life? And what does that mean for each of us? And so then we pose the question to those before you who have decided that they want to speak to the congregation and said, what does it mean to follow Jesus? And as God works, there are some very different answers. And so that was the question they had. And you are will be surprised, I think, and joyful to hear their reflections on what it means to follow Jesus. So they're going to come up one by one and answer that question for you guys.
Hi. So following God is fairly new to me. And ever since I was little, I would always hear people talking about how they followed God and how it had opened up their eyes to new things. I sort of believed in God when I was little. And the way I thought about it was, yeah, I guess there's a God up there somewhere. I'd never had an encounter with him that made me realize that he was really there, or at least not until I went on pilgrimage to Ireland. And when we were in Ireland, we were walking along the cliffs above a beach, and the group kind of split up, and so I walked by myself, and the wind was blowing, but it slowed for a second, and I heard God's voice calling my name, or what I thought was his voice. He only said it once, and then the wind was blowing again, but that was all it took. And I was unsure about following him for 15 years, but that one little encounter was all that it took for me to start following him and believing that he was actually there.
I started following Jesus when I began going to youth group activities about 4 years ago. But when I joined here at St. Patrick's, I began thinking about Jesus differently. My connection became very important to me, and not only was I learning to follow Jesus in a way that was good for me, but I was having fun doing it. I was able to join group activities and participate in community service projects with my friends. The people here at St. Patrick's are some of the kindest and warmest people that I have ever met, and all of you in some way have helped me with my connection to Jesus.
Having faith is a never-ending, eternally growing process, and unlike many people, I never had one moment when I knew exactly what I believed. My relationship with God has been a work in progress, and like any relationship, you have to compromise your life to meet the needs of the other, and you have to be able to trust. I know I can trust God to lead me in the right direction, but I also know it's my decision to follow, to take that step into the path that brings me to God. I personally believe that the only way to be honest to God and your faith is to be honest with yourself. So what drove you to loving him? Asking yourself this is not necessarily an unrighteous thought. All it does is it brings you to the truth. So take yourself back to when you were little. Did you get a warm feeling in the pit of your stomach when you thought about God? And did your spiritual gifts give you hope that he really was out there? Isn't that a motive in itself? When I ask myself these questions, I know it's easy for me to get confused. How can my music and leadership gifts compare to God and all that he is? Well, because we were all made in his image. He chose this for me, so how do you follow God? By believing every word in the Bible or what other Christians say? Or is it by using your intelligent compassion to create an open heart and mind to have many perspectives of God's love and striving not to be like other believers, but like Christ?
All right, I'm going to talk a little bit about the other message that I got from the gospel. In church, ever since I was little, they kind of teach you to be selfless, help the poor, and be like Jesus. I assumed when people said that, it was a little bit of a stretch. I mean, can you really be like Jesus? I think I can speak for a lot of us in saying that I could definitely do better. But here in John's gospel, Jesus says that you, the believer in me, will do greater works than mine. Now that really can't be possible, can it? He turned water into wine and cured the blind. I'm pretty sure no matter how much I read about medicine or study my chemistry homework, I don't think I'll be able to figure those out. So how can I top Jesus? I think the answer is simple. I can't, at least not alone. I think there might be more to Jesus' message than said here. We all have doubt in our own ability to be like Jesus, but have you ever thought about what we can do as a community? I think in order to live out the plans that Jesus has for us and to do greater works than those, is that we can't stand alone. This is no small task, but imagine what would happen if we can stand together in Christ's name and what great things we can do.
Good morning. I am going to start off by a poem by Robert Frost. Two words diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, and just as fair, as having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. As for that the passing there had warned them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves, no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in the yellow wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. I chose that poem because I think it has meaning with how to follow God. Now, take a moment to open your eyes, to leave your body, and to acknowledge what God has given you. Family, nature, happiness, it's all there. Realize that God has given this ability to follow him and to turn away. I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. As a regular human, of course I have lost my way. We all have, multiple times. But then I opened my eyes and ears, letting the sound and sights of God's accomplishments echo in my mind. And that leads me to happiness and acceptance. This is what following God's mean to me.
Hi. So, following God is really, I like to look at it as really anything you want. Most people in here are in here because they choose to follow God. They come, they pray, they sing to God, which, that's totally awesome. And, following God, I never really, when I came to church when I was little, I came because my mother dragged me in chains. I never wanted to come. I hated it. I thought it was boring. I just sat there and was off in my own world. And then when I came here, I grew a connection, and I didn't know how. And I realized the way I follow God is not through, like, mass here, not... I like to be able to follow Christ by with other people. That, and the reason I felt the connection is because of the youth group, which I don't see God through the Gospels and through the readings and the sermons and stuff. No offense to you guys. But I see God, I like to see God through other people. And how everyone hates somebody. Everyone hates, like, oh, I hate that person to death. That person is the worst person I can ever imagine. I like to think that everyone's got good in them where Christ is. And that's where I like to follow God and how I like to see God.
All right, so I've been, all week, I've been sort of avoiding sitting down and writing what I wanted to say, because I was thinking, like, we all have sort of a perfect image of what each one of us wants to be and how we want to go about, you know, practicing our faith and following God. And clearly, we set high standards for ourselves, and it's very hard to achieve, you know, what we perceive ourselves to be. It's really loud. So I didn't want to think about, like what I actually do compared to what I want myself to be or do. And I was just avoiding this, and so I started questioning, how do I want to practice my faith? And I came to the question of whether or not, like, as a member of the Christian faith, as the Christian body, whether I was questioning whether I should be evangelizing and trying to spread the God's word and bringing other people to church or not. And this is something I've always sort of had a problem with. And I'm proud of my faith, and I love being part of the Christian body, but for some reason, I've always felt uncomfortable trying to, you know, bring other people to this body. And so, I can't stand up here and tell you how you should practice your faith, but I realize that personally, I've always felt that I'd rather lead by example rather than telling others how to lead their life. And so, I like to, you know, live my life having the values and morals of that I'm taught in church and I believe are a great way to live my life. So, and it's hard to sometimes living your life the way you want to, because in today's world, being a Christian or having faith isn't necessarily cool. So it can be really difficult at times. It's not easy to go out and be with your friends and say, like, hey, I believe in God and I go to church and, you know, it's awesome stuff and you should come too. Because it is great, but there's this mentality that it's not cool. And so as a young person in today's world, it can be really difficult. So it takes a lot of strength and courage every single day. And, you know, it's really tough. But I find this in my life by coming to church and being involved with the, you know, the entire church community of the world. And by coming to my home parish, St. Patrick's, every week. I've been going here my whole life. And Camp Michael that I go to. And different, just surrounding yourself with people of the Christian body and, you know, people that love and care about you. By doing this, when you surround yourself with those people, you find the strength and courage you need to renew your faith and strengthen your faith with God and be able to go out in the world and practice that faith and not feel ashamed about that or feel like you're doing something wrong or not cool. So basically I guess I see myself, you it's great to always continue to question what you believe in and what your faith is And by questioning, you're always renewing your faith. And that's great. And so if you continue to do this and surround yourself with those loving, caring people and putting yourself in the right communities, then you continue to strengthen your relationship. And so that's what my goal is, and I want to continue to do that. And that's the way I like to practice my faith and follow Jesus. So, thank you.
Hello. So the question that was originally proposed in the email to me was, why do I follow Jesus? So it's kind of where I'm going. Okay. So why do I follow Jesus? For so much of my life, I was told all about Jesus and how he died on the cross for my sins and all of the great things he's done, and I was like, oh, cool, this is awesome, like, thank you. But I never really, like, had a connection with him a lot like the rest of the youth. And, I knew what he did for me. Yeah. Okay, sorry. And then one day, a couple years ago, I signed up for a little, like, youth retreat thing up at Camp Michael. And I just kind of thought it would be another fun weekend in the mountains with my friends, all wearing Chacos and hanging out. But I never really expected it to, like, become anything more. And that weekend completely changed my life. It opened me up to a community of crazy people who loved me before they even knew me. And they were just the most, like, they were apostles. That's the only way I can describe it. They were the most passionate and faithful people I've ever met in my entire life, and it just completely changed me. It grew like a desire to know God, and like, I want to do what they're doing. Like, I want to be as happy as them. I think that was the first time that I've ever actually felt God in my life, was being surrounded by those people. So I think that the love and the passion of the church is why I follow God, because I so much love everyone's individual spirituality and how everyone else finds God. I think that's the most awesome thing on the whole planet. And it's really great just, like, being with this community of people who just, like, have their own individual, like, love stories with God. It's great. So that's why I follow Jesus.